Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here to talk with you about the most interesting news stories of the week, the last week of 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are recording on New Year's Eve as we're ready to close out the year and the decade here on News AF. Here with me for the final time this decade is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. Why 2.2K?
Yeah, 2.2K is here, Tyson.
Oh, I like that.
And we had our News AF Best of 2019 special, but I feel like that we're in no man's land. We could have the greatest show of all time here, and it's not going to get
it would
on
never make
Best of anything.
Just like the movie Cats, slipping that in at the end of a decade, so it can't make any lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart.
Oh, I think it's still in the running for some lists, dude. I bet in the spring we're going to see some lists where it's definitely going to be prominent.
I hope so. I hope so. A man who is prominently featured on many lists, please welcome the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, I'm so glad we're ripping the Band-Aid off of 2019 and ending it right with some overblown expectations for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever heard Danny do a New Year's rant.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, it is the expectations for New Year's Eve are so high, they can never be met. So people just drive around roaming like packs of hungry party wolves.
People drive around
searching for the impossible party that's better than the previous one they just left.
Is that what you and Liz do?
No, that's what we used to do. When we were young, expecting always around the corner, there's a better party on New Year's Eve, but they're all equally lame.
I can guess what Rob does.
Yeah. What do I do?
You watch the East Coast feed of the ball drop and then go to bed.
Go to bed. That's right. You nailed it.
So smart. So
every
smart.
Every year.
You're so wise.
Yeah. Well, my kids so wake up at 5 a.m. anyway. It doesn't. They're like, oh boy, we got to sleep this one off.
Have you ever slept in a house without blinds for any amount of time?
I slept in a room with no windows once, and I honestly didn't know what was going on. Is that what you're talking? That's the opposite
that's
of what you're
the
talking
opposite,
about.
But probably equally as damaging.
It was. It was very scarring.
Where was that at?
It was one of those situations where we were traveling and we stayed at someone's house and all they really had was like a closet. And honestly, there was no light whatsoever. Yeah. And it was the most I was completely out of sorts.
You slept at somebody's house and they were like, Danny, sleep in the closet.
Yeah.
Like
a
Harry Potter scenario where you're like under the stairs.
It's not like they're like in the basement. Come down here. There's a room for you. And then it was just like the room had no windows. I don't know what purpose the room served. I don't want to know.
It was like, but, hey, Danny, my parents are going to be home any minute. Get in the closet.
But yeah, it was absolutely the strangest. It's like sleeping in a cave. There's no light. There's no sense of anything. Time disappears. All landmarks disappear. You start getting visual hallucinations.
How was the air?
Stuffy. There were like five guys in that closet.
Jeez, dude. When was this?
The early 20s.
And it was, what were you doing in there?
We were driving down to San Diego, and we stopped in Vegas because we left late in the day. And we stopped at a friend's brother's house. And he stuffed five guys. what I think is now just a large closet.
Do you think that he had...
I'm lucky to be around today.
Dude. You're I'm telling like, me
I wasn't
he has video of you
semi.
Guys somewhere.
I know. It's like I'm lucky I wasn't loaded into a semi and shipped off to the, you know, Eastern Bloc.
Yeah. Stuff five guys into the windowless closet. Tale as old as time.
But that's the complete opposite of what Tyson was talking about. But I just had a flashback of the windowless closet.
Are you saying that because you at your house, you don't have any blinds or draperies up on the windows yet, Tyson?
Not yet, dude. You buy a brand new house from a builder and they're like, it's complete turnkey when you open it.
Bull.
You open it and you walk in and you're like, well, I mean, I guess we don't have to have a fridge or a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Or
and these paper blinds are nice.
Well, they didn't even put paper blinds. They put zero blinds. Mm-hmm. And then it's like most of the rooms don't even have lighting because you have to get your own fixtures. So it's just like every single phone call I've made in the last 2 or 3 weeks has literally cost me thousands. And I'm using literal in the old sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, a 10 is move-in ready.
Ironic sense.
You know, that's also move-in ready.
Yeah. So it's been brutal, but, you know, the spending should stop at some point.
No, it doesn't. Home ownership is a prison from which you will never escape.
Like a windowless
like a windowless closet with five guys. That's what home ownership is.
What a metaphor.
All right.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I just want to mention again the News AF Best of 2019 special. People have really enjoyed hearing all the highlights from 2019 here on News AF. That is up on robiswebsite.com. And also, there's a SoundCloud playlist. Go to robiswebsite.com/NewsAF2019 to hear all of the clips, including the ones that didn't even make, where they were such a big year in 2019 that we couldn't fit all of the best of clips into one episode. So you can hear the entire SoundCloud playlist. So Danny, you have even more to do with your family today over New Year's.
It's my wife's birthday. What better way to celebrate than making her listen?
Oh yeah,
to,
I forgot that. Because that was always the challenge, was getting people to come to celebrate Liz's birthday on a day when everybody just wants to celebrate the new year.
No, I don't
go
even
to
try.
The gym the next day.
Yeah, exactly. They're all out buying their gym passes right now. Yeah, can't get them to a party.
Yeah, Peloton. Whoop, whoop.
Get in there. All right. So with the new year on the horizon, it's also time for the Consumer Electronics Show to return to Las Vegas. CES 2020 is around the corner. And of course, the cutting edge of news and all of the big new tech inventions. Let's do our CES preview. And there are going to be a ton of new devices that are going to be available and necessary parts of life, Danny. Now, are you a big consumer electronics guy, Danny?
I went once a couple of years ago, and I got to be honest, I was a little disappointed because I thought the future was now, and I found out that the future was not now, and that we weren't making the leap forward that I was expecting. I wanted to see people on hoverbots with jetpacks, with robots serving milkshakes, and none of that came to be when I went. So I've always kind of been disappointed.
I've been a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's always the year of pornography there. Like whether it's VR or sex bots or whatever, there's always like the longest lines, the most interest. And then one of the years I went, it was the year of drones. Mm-hmm. And every single booth had some type of drone. And it's like a weird thing because you wander around and you're like, I didn't know that massage chairs were that big a deal, but people walking around CES love massage chairs. So there's tons of massage chair booths. Mm-hmm. And then the year I've been a couple times, and both years it was so similar. And then there's like the one thing where you go in and there's like 8K. I think the first 8K TV ever displayed at CES.
It makes you go instantly blind when you see it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It cost like, it was a 16-inch 8K TV that cost $87 trillion to make.
Or your firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, firstborn is not a bad deal. I know people always talk about
for
that.
For $87 like, trillion.
The trick is getting the firstborn to work. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can get that kid out there in that factory with his nimble fingers putting together those TVs, mm-hmm. then maybe you'll get some money back. But none of my kids would do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think it's genetic? That are they genetically disposed to dislike work, or is that a conditioning thing that you've implanted in their brain since a young age?
In the nature versus nurture, this is going to be right in the middle.
Okay.
So one of the hot gadgets that are going to be showcased at CES is a pizza cooking robot. Are you ready
to have
for that?
Sex with?
No. It's not multi-purpose yet. As of right now, you know, it's back like in the old days when you used to have a camera and a cell phone and a GPS. And now before they could put it all in one device, the home robot, you have to have multiple, you have to have a vacuum cleaning robot. You have to have a pizza making robot. You know, they have not yet combined all the robots, Tyson.
Okay. So you don't get a... What's the lady, the maid on Jetsons? Rosie.
Hold on, Tyson. Yeah. Are you implying that George Jetson had an inappropriate relationship with Rosie?
I'm just saying she did the cooking, robot. She did the cleaning, she did everything for them. So we are not...
Jane Jetson looked the other way.
I think Rosie was pure of heart. Yeah,
she had a boyfriend. She had a boyfriend who was a different robot.
Yeah, of course she did.
Wow, you guys know a lot about this show.
Yeah. Well, we have kids.
Your kids never watched the Jetsons.
Yeah, I was going to say your kids are watching the Jetsons
on the Boomerang app. Yeah. On Boomerang TV, they have all the old Jetsons. Bergen's watched it a couple times.
Yeah. The Jetsons.
Nothing so far. We don't live in space houses that are on one single giant stilt.
Yeah.
Up in the sky. Yeah. We don't have flying cars. It seems traffic.
The Earth was so polluted that they had to then, you know, make a house in the sky that you could live above all the pollution.
Was that why they did that?
That is a storyline in a lot of sci-fi. Like the rich people live above the acidic, toxic cloud while all the peasants live in the squalor below.
Did they ever then on the Jetsons go and visit what was going on down on the surface?
Never.
That would be a real gritty storyline.
Just like people with like three eyes
and neon lights and alien prostitutes.
Yeah, it was actually the Flintstones going on down on the surface.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. Those actually happened at the same time.
Yeah, they actually did a lot of crossover stuff where the Jetsons and the Flintstones meet, but it didn't involve any time travel. They were just it was on the surface.
Yeah, just fly down and visit.
Can we go back to this overhyped pizza machine?
Sure.
First of all, it's not a robot what I view as a robot.
Okay, I feel robots are coming for you, bro.
Yeah, Danny says it's not a robot, but this is by a company called Picnic. Picnic's robot can produce up to 300 12-inch personalized pizzas per hour.
I think that they often throw in the word robot to get attention.
Yeah, is that a conveyor belt?
This is a pizza conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
Not as cool.
Does it talk or move or anything like that?
Yeah, does it? I like it to have one or two appendages and maybe say something for me to feel like it's a robot. Like maybe it's just a torso up robot. Maybe it's just the legs. Maybe it's just one arm.
It's not an Android.
No, but that's what I think of when I think of a robot.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like the Pizza Bro 7000 to eject some pizzas?
Wow. Tyson, your voice. I like what you've done here. You've set yourself up to become the voice of all pizza bots around the world.
That's true. Smart move.
All right. Another hot trend at CES this year is going to be robotic pets. Now, Danny, I feel like that you can get behind a robotic cat or dog.
Bob,
right?
look at the picture of this robotic cat. That is a cuddly toy. Yeah. My kids have toys that are advanced as that.
Okay. How about this one? There's a robotic dog, Tombot, according to this article from CNET, is designed for seniors with dementia, Tyson.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Great. I mean, now kids don't have to visit their sick parents.
So, right?
So every morning it wakes up and they're like, tell the old person where they're at and what they're doing and who they know. And like, what is the point? I actually, that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a bad place when you see one of these dogs in your room. You wake up, you're like,
that's like the telltale sign that things aren't right. You wake up and you're like, aren't you one of those robotic dogs for people with dementia?
Give me the robot voice, Tyson. Oh,
hello, Sir Tyson.
That's terrible.
You are 110 years old. You no longer have a family. You live by yourself. You are missing one leg. Do not try to stand. You also have a nurse coming in soon to give you your medication. I would suggest taking it all. Also, your last name is Apostle. You were on the TV show Survivor, if anyone ever asks you.
The dog is saying all this?
Yes, yeah, it's reminding you of your entire life so that you can go on with your day and when you can respond accordingly.
But no one's going to want to go on with their day if a dog said that to them in the morning, every morning.
The dog, it's a talking dog?
Danny, you have a mostly wet blanket disposition. Please do not be charming or uplifting towards others. People will not understand.
I hope this is not what this dog is doing. I'm looking it up right now. I need to know some facts.
Also, there's a ping pong playing robot. Tyson, would you like a ping pong playing robot?
Pickleball. Yeah, I think we could probably... Just widen the parameters on that and turn it into a pickleball player. And I would enjoy that thoroughly. Yes, because all the old people in my community, in this resort community in which I live.
They're too busy with their robot dogs.
No. Their robot dogs. You have pickleball today at 10 a.m. And then they show up and I crush them. So I need some competition. So if you're making some athletic robots out there, make me a pickleball robot that can defeat me. I bet you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also gaining headlines, more sex robot tech, Danny. The Teledildonics will be on display. Maybe as well.
Yeah, 2020 is the year we drown.
We drown. Teledildonics.
We drown. The society is just choke on Teledildonics.
It's just like this is a buy. We should be buying Teledildonics stocks by the trillions.
Who's that guy that does Mad Money? That'd be awesome to see him.
Buy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So some hot Teledildonics, mostly for the ladies here in this article.
Tyson, you can be moving your money out of gold, silver, and Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yep, out of crypto into Teledildonics. It's the only way to make my money back.
Mm-hmm. That's so smart. Sound financial advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you're just saying they don't have a dog that is also a Teledildonic dog that makes pizza.
Yeah.
Licks peanut butter. It makes pizza, licks peanut butter, and reminds you of your past life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the dog of the future.
That is the dog of the... That's where we should be working on, because everybody else... Well, we should get to Apple and propose this idea, because I think this is bigger than
what's
the sloth terrarium.
What?
Tyson's robotic, all in one.
Yeah, the pizza making robotic dog that reminds you of your past life and also licks peanut butter off of genitalia.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we're just gonna move
doesn't
on.
Even know
move
how
on.
To recover
right,
from that.
I don't know how to recover. Let's move on. Next story, from dogs to cats. Cats the movie. Danny, have you seen it yet?
I cross the line?
I think I you may know. Have. We just need to
it's
move
a robot,
on.
It's a robot, but I don't know. Is that robot abuse? I don't know. We got to get out of this.
Let's get out of this pit you've dug for us, Tyson, and talk about a pit that some studio dug for itself.
Okay.
Good. First of all, I was way off. Remember I said $30 million? I was off by $24 million dollars for the opening weekend. Yeah. They made $6 million domestically.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah.
Cats is on track to lose $71 million at the box
good
office.
I hope somebody learns a lesson.
Why did they spend so much money on Cats, Tyson?
They needed Taylor Swift, dude. They thought that Taylor Swift would be the thing that brought them over.
No,
nothing. Does this mean we have to watch it, or have we been spared?
We have to watch it, but I don't think we have to pay to watch it.
Yeah,
no, we should never pay to watch
it.
They should
watching
pay
it for something.
Yeah,
it's. I think it's too bad not to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now at this point,
and
like,
that's
it
how it's going to be. Like, it's only going to make like total like 11 million total, but in 100 years from now, it'll be the largest grossing film of all time because people will celebrate it for how horrible it is and continue to watch it.
I bet there'll be a direct correlation between legalizing drugs and the views of Cats. Like, they'll be side by side, just going up.
People will go see Cats and then say, hey, we might as well legalize drugs.
No. That as drugs become legalized, Cats becomes more viewed because
they'll
it's
be
the
like,
greatest thing to watch
show.
When high.
Yeah. We can either watch all the, like, I'm just a Bill on Capitol Hill cartoons, or cats.
What about in lieu of legalizing drugs, people just watch cats?
Oh, you mean like that it just happens that people watch it more? It's not directly tied to drug use?
I feel like that you could watch plenty of regular things on drugs and have the same effect.
That's true, but from what I've heard about cats is that it's already a mind-blowing experience that leaves you speechless. And like, if you're going to watch a movie like that, you might as well do it while under the influence.
There were so many good tweets about cats, and one tweet was, by the end of the movie, you'll be sexually attracted to one of the cats. You don't get to choose. It chooses you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Even you watch after those they kind CGI of movies, Jason Derulo, Tyson?
Especially after.
Yeah.
Okay. It's less intimidating. And we don't know for sure that they CGI'd that out. That's his claim.
That's his claim. Yeah.
Yeah. He could just be like, oh, I look so smooth. I better claim that they CGI'd me out.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they did spend $70 million CGI.
I don't know, because they've actually had to re-release the movie with improved CGI.
Right.
So maybe they were so focused on Jason Derulo that they forgot to do a lot of other things. But they've had to send out a second version of the movie, Tyson.
Mm. And in that second version, they forgot to CGI Judi Dench's hand in a scene. So
is that true?
She has a human hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really true?
That is true. They freaked out. They re-edited it, and then they sent it back out, and they missed a couple things.
That's hilarious.
This is like the biggest dumpster fire of a movie I've seen in my lifetime.
So they should have. So if you saw the first one, you're definitely like, I got to go see it again, see what's different. Because, you know.
Yeah, because people love.
That's how they're getting us. They're going to keep releasing a little bit different version. And we're going to be like, oh, let's go see what's different.
Yeah, it's like those pictures. Like, what's 21 things different between these two pictures?
Highlights Magazine. And we're the age, we're the generation that celebrated Highlights Magazine with all the what's different in these two pictures.
That's a great idea for future movies. You can release the same movie twice, make subtle changes. Easter eggs all over the place. People can have little like things in their lap or on a phone where they tap when they see something that's different.
Isn't
and then
that what they do with the Fast and Furious films, Danny? It's just the same one over and over again.
Yeah, it is. Well, except for Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the only one I think I've seen.
The only one without any of the stars in it.
I think I've seen Tokyo Drift.
The kid with the Southern accent who lives in Tokyo and then joins a street gang.
That's right. I do remember that. It was a great movie.
It was a good movie.
Way better than Cats.
That's obvious. And Fast and Furious is probably best film.
Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
Maybe Cats can borrow some money from Tokyo Drift producers from Fast and Furious, because they're going to lose, it says here, $71 million. Can you imagine losing? I can't imagine losing $100.
Oh, they're not losing that. Their investors are losing that.
Yeah, they're by the studio.
So sorry.
$71 million.
You shouldn't have believed in us.
Dollars.
Yeah. There was a time in movie making when the studio would have gone out of business after a loss like that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they're just like, just release a Transformers 7.
I wish someone would lose $71 million on me. Like, you'd be like, whoa, that's actually an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasted $71 million. I mean, Mike Tyson wasted $400 million, but $71 million is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's different when it's not your money. It's like that the studio is like, all right, we're going all in on the Danny Bryson project.
Yeah.
It was a huge bust. Like, you still get to keep the money. Like,
you're fine.
It.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Taylor Swift still got paid.
Yeah. A lot of people made money on the Cats movies.
You know what? I guarantee you $10 million of that $71 million goes to making my beard and mustache look more full and CGI. That's what I'm spending $10 million on.
In a film, you have a full facial.
Yeah, of course. I just want to have a really awesome beard for once. And so it's just going to be me, normal me, but with an awesome beard.
Is this the story of did we go all in on the helicopter story and then the helicopter crashed and then so that you and Christoph were for months and months just living off the land and
and each other.
Yeah.
$50 million on bigger pecs for me because I just can't get them big and a fuller beard. That's $50 million of the budget.
And what are some of Christoph's lackings?
Reducing Christoph's mustache.
Okay.
We'd be mustache reduction.
A transplant.
For him, $10 million.
Yeah.
Every man's dream.
That's a good idea, Rob. We could just cut out every frame, cut out his mustache, put it on my face.
Because you have
like
to
face-off.
Become burlier and burlier as time goes
on. And of course, I'm going to budget in $10 million to smooth my bulge. I don't want people to be get anxious or get stressed out.
Watch you do at your family dinners.
No, I don't want that. Yeah. I want people to be comfortable. So I don't want to haunt people with my manaconda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also,
is that what you call it?
Let's change the story. I feel like we're moving towards the peanut butter dog.
And then also you have to spend a lot of money on the catering and craft service to keep all that soup hot on location.
Oh my gosh. Yes. To keep the soup hot, that's another $1 million, at least in hot soups.
At least. All right. But as we're talking about movies, let's talk about a incident that took place at a recent viewing of the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker. Danny, have you seen it yet?
I will never.
You'll never see it. This. I think he's a big Star Wars guy.
He is. He loves Star
Wars. I did watch all The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like they put in that little Yoda thing, mm-hmm. and that was the hook. Like, we've got him. If we put in a baby Yoda, everyone will watch. And they are right. Mm-hmm. It kind of annoyed me every time little Yoda showed up. My wife was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. I was like,
isn't that baby Yoda like 50 years old?
He is 50.
So you can date him without like any legal repercussions.
Yes, he's legal dating age in all 50 states, Tyson. Is that what you want?
I'm asking for a friend.
But if he's 50, then
it was the last News AF of the year and of all time. This is it. This is the last.
But
one.
Anyway, back to Star Wars. I feel the reviews I read about Star Wars weren't all that glowing.
No.
And so I didn't really have any desire to go see it. Plus, I'm not a Star Wars fanboy. I don't mind them, but I always get sick and tired of the hype because it's always a year of hype before the Star Wars gets released. And by the time it's released, I'm like, I'm drained emotionally.
But you're not going to watch it when it gets released on Disney Plus?
No, but I probably will end up watching it on like an airplane or something. My kids watch it. I'll watch. Why?
They have movies playing on private airplanes.
if Matt shows it on the helicopter, I'll watch it.
So, at a Canadian screening of The Rise of Skywalker, there was a Star Wars fan. His name is Joe Bond, and him and his wife were on a date night, first night out since the birth of their second child. They went to a
25 years ago.
He won't leave.
They went to a 7:30 p.m. screening of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker at the Canadian Scotiabank Vancouver Theater, where the man was aggressively asking staff to find his seat. I don't even know what that means. That's how the man came into the theater, aggressively asking where his seat was.
My seat. Isn't that sexual harassment?
No, he's probably super old, used to ushers, like showing you to your seat with a flashlight. He's like, usher, where's the usher? I don't know where my seat is.
No, but they just had a son 25 years ago.
Maybe more like 30, 35.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob, go on.
And so that he took out his phone. He thought he was getting a phone call from the babysitter. And it wasn't a phone call from the babysitter. But then people started getting mad at him for taking his phone out at the theater, and this guy lost it. Let's play a clip of this is Cell Phone Man at the Rise of Skywalker screening, being confronted by an angry mob during on other people's phones.
Whoa.
He's being booed. He's he's yelling, turn your phones off to the people filming him.
Welcome to the 21st century. You fucking losers.
Get out of here.
I like I said, I went to go see Star Wars.
Whoa.
And I wish a riot would have broken out at my screening.
This is what I'm talking about. The hype for Star Wars got to the point where it incited a mob against a man who otherwise would never have been verbally assaulted for doing what he did.
No,
he never got between the Star Wars crowd and the movie.
He answered a phone call in a movie theater. I was in a movie watching a film.
Yeah.
And like down on the same row as us, just down further, there was a girl and a guy, and the girl was laying on the guy's lap. Whoa. With her head like and looking at her phone, but her phone screen was on high brightness facing me.
Oh boy.
And so I turned, I said, "Hey, can you turn your phone off?" She turned it off and then she turned it back on. I grabbed a huge handful of popcorn and stood up and threw it at her face. And said, "Turn your phone off or I'm going to turn it off permanently for you."
Whoa, Tyson. I didn't know you were this aggressive in public.
I asked him nicely the first time.
By the way, we don't know at what point. Was this during the previews? Was this during the commercial?
No, this was the middle of the movie.
It was in the movie and they had to ejected this guy and they rewound the movie back.
That makes a difference.
The guy's also wearing a tie too. I feel like that he should have gotten bonus points for being so dressed formally for the movie.
You know what was more disruptive than that phone call?
What's
the
that?
Mob yelling at him. Like that was far more disruptive.
Yeah, he was it's like one of these things where we talk about this on the Best Of show where somebody's filming you that you got to put on a show once everybody's got their camera on you.
That guy went berserko.
Yeah.
What would have happened if this girl would have filmed me? The guy was the one that was like, okay, let's turn it off, because that's what would have happened if there was an altercation. It would have been between me and the boyfriend. You know, so he was like, just shut that off. And then it was fine the whole rest of the time.
You would never see this kind of reaction at a Cats movie.
Everybody's
you don't
like
use your phone at Cats. They don't care.
No, I think you, Lee,
you can come in and do work.
Yeah,
I think halfway through the film, nobody's there anymore.
Yeah. do whatever you want. I think it's just you just go there for privacy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you bring a date, you can do whatever, they don't care.
So yeah, I think it's so weird to me, because if somebody was like filming me and I knew that I was out of line in the moment, I would just immediately like stop.
Yeah
No, like,
this guy, he's yelling at the mob, welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah, sounds like he's a 21st century digital boy.
Yeah,
but also maybe he's so filled with rage at that point that he's already like he can't think straight, because I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Like two kids,
like Kids Bop Karen and stuff.
Yeah,
the only thing that makes sense is that they're already insane or on full tilt.
Yeah, and they were probably nice people before they had kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, normal at least. Or he was just getting a call about his recent order of the his dog bot that he had just ordered. He was getting
up. Doesn't eat peanut butter?
Yeah. Does it make pizza? Hold on, everyone. Does it make a pizza? You know what? Now that I know the facts, I wouldn't yell at this guy because I don't like confrontation. I would say terrible things about him behind
his
back.
You wouldn't join the mob
later.
Wouldn't join the mob there and take, because you got to be in the majority in that spot. No,
I would.
You're going to be like, guys, leave him alone.
I once saw a fight break out right in front of me at The Last Samurai. The row right in front of me started fist fighting.
The one with Tom.
I did not even stop eating popcorn. Everyone else was freaking out. A girl was pounding on the projection window. Yeah. So stop the movie. And I was like, dude, I'm not getting
involved. What was it? Two dudes?
Oh, it was two dudes, two girls throwing punches, and Willie and I just sat there and enjoyed our refreshments.
Yeah, like, this and is the fight.
Movie? In the fight, yeah.
I have never enjoyed any movie enough to try to get stop the projectionist the to stop the movie so I
the
can.
Shrill screaming at this one. Lady.
Was we had like, one where like we went to watch a film, and it was on the opening night of Batman Returns.
Yeah.
And that was like huge at the time.
Was it the one with the Joker or the one with Bane?
I don't remember. Not the one with Bane. It was the one with Joker or something. Yeah. It was a huge hyped one where there was lines of people outside the theater that went like blocks down the like this was.
I thought that was the Dark Knight.
whatever, which one it was that was super popular. It was that one.
Yeah.
And we went in and we went to watch a movie, but we were like, let's watch a different movie than Batman because we can't get into Batman. It's going to be so crowded. Mm-hmm. So we went to another, we went to the same theater, but watched a different film. So there was no wait. And we went in, they started Batman.
In your theater?
In our theater. Everybody cheered. Then they turned it off and everybody booed. And then they had management come out and say, we're just going to play Batman for you if that's what everybody wants. And everybody cheered and they played Batman for us.
You, how many people ran up to the projectionist booth or window and pounded on it at the Cats video?
Well, sure, people were like, this isn't the movie. This isn't the movie. And so then they stopped it. Somebody, I think, went out and told them. So they came in and they had like a conversation with us. And they were like, we accidentally started Batman in the wrong theater. If you guys want Batman, we will play it. But if you want the other film.
A vote?
Yeah, it was just kind of like, yeah, there was a vote.
What was the movie that you were going to
I have
in?
No, I don't remember.
You don't even remember. And no. What the audience vote?
We watched Batman.
Wow. So it was like the complete overflow and everybody there just wanted to see Batman anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's lucky
that
you.
Should happen more in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a revolution of like, hey, is everybody in this theater actually want to see a different movie?
Yeah.
Cast your ballots now.
Like, and like one person, oh, I actually really wanted to see this movie.
Yeah, there is one.
Like, hey, shut up.
Yeah. They give you twice your money back to get out of here. Yeah. I don't think there was, because it was the same rating. Because I think that was one of the topics of discussion. They were like, since the film you're watching has the same rating as the as Batman, then that's not going to be an issue. And yeah, so it was quite nice. Yeah. And that's kind of been the story of my life. Yeah. Just luck boxing my way all the way to death.
Yeah, downhill since then.
It really is. Yeah. I haven't had anything nicer or better happen to me since then.
Okay.
That was years ago.
That was it. That was the high point when they switched the movie.
Yep. Yeah, to Batman. To one of the Batmans.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about a story that I read this story and I thought of Danny right away because this was a story that is developing today here in New York City where a homeless man visited a Whole Foods and turned the hot bar into his personal buffet at a Midtown Manhattan Whole Foods. Now, Danny, do you ever visit Whole Foods?
Here's the thing. Yes. Yes to the Whole Foods. And by the way, the homeless man, you could replace this headline with educated businessman. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have turned the hot food bar into their own personal dining area.
Yeah.
So the homeless man thing, it just happens to be a homeless man. But really, the first video we ever exposed, the hot bar, the one that made me change my mind and opinion about the hot bar.
Yeah.
It was a grown professional man feasting out of the hot bar on it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I have been to Whole Foods.
Yeah. So.
And do you partake in their hot soups?
No longer. If it's not behind sneeze glass and administered by a professional, I tend not to eat it.
Okay. Well, this is the reformed Danny that we know.
Yep. So at this particular Whole Foods, this man that is said in the story, according to another employee at that Whole Foods, he comes here all the time. We can't do anything about it.
And all the people right now who shop at this Whole Foods mm-hmm. are thinking to themselves, have I purchased any of those soups? They're all like trying to come up with their own personal inventory and then to imagine like if you had a really cold hands because you live in New York in winter.
Right.
The best way to reheat them, everybody knows, is to dip them into a creamy soup. Like that's the best, safest way to reheat.
Oh, and it creates a protective layer and there's also oils in it that rehydrate.
Exactly. So it makes them moisturize and it slowly warms them up. So it's a great way. Hot soup is known to be the best thing to reheat.
Did you read this on Goop?
Oh yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow suggests putting your face into hot, creamy soups
multiple times a day.
Yeah. Her creamy soups cost like $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. But So yeah, that's a great idea.
So the unidentified homeless man was spotted pounding mac and cheese and mixed veggies, and at times using serving spoons to pack multiple dishes into a plastic cup that he brought in with him from outside. And at other points, he simply, according to the article, dug in his visibly dirty mitts, grabbing food from the trays and shoving it directly in his mouth, wet with drool framed by a scraggly beard. It's the closest thing to a display of personal hygiene from the man that he stopped every now and then to lick his fingers.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good. Take that as a compliment. Your food is so good. The guy's willing to lick his filthy hands to get
everyone. Desperate times call for desperate measures. I think if I'm hungry and need food, I'm going to get it.
Yes. Right? And in a place like Whole Foods, it's all on display.
Yeah,
and it looks so good.
Yeah.
Is this possible? I mean, who would stand to gain from
you? You think this is undercover boss?
I'm wondering, not undercover boss, but I'm wondering, is this guy a plant that did they take a guy and then either instruct him or dress him up to be a homeless and then send him in to go raid the Whole Foods hot bar? Who stands to gain from the Whole Foods hot bar falling?
Oh, you're thinking a competitor.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Yeah. And that's T-R-A-I-T-O-R. How do you spell traitor?
Trader Joe's.
T-R-A-D-E-R.
Yeah. No. Traitor.
Traitor?
Yeah.
T-R-A-I-T-O-R.
T-R-A-D-E-R.
Oh, got that right.
Like, yeah, Trader Joe's. Stuff. They're not selling government secrets.
No, I'm just saying that on the corporate level, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, they all act friendly, but there's a branch of Trader Joe's called Trader Joe's.
I mean, do you think it's
undermine Whole Foods?
Some guy named Joe who works for Whole Foods who's Trader Joe?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they're the branch of Trader Joe's that sent this guy over.
I mean, it could be Harmon's, Danny's hot soup bar of choice.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you someone's put their hand in every soup on the hot soup
that you've ever eaten.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you stop a kid from putting his hand in that delicious chili?
Yeah.
He's taking out a handful of meat.
Marlo always tries to dip hands in any liquid sauce.
That's the problem. We're only getting stories from people who have got caught. We don't know about the millions of people, maybe hundreds of millions of people putting their fingers, hands, and any appendage into hot soup, into salad bars.
Yeah, out of everybody goes to a soup or salad bar, 80% of them have stuck their naked hand or other body part into food.
Well,
or
here's sneezed. What you could do. What if you got a decoy? Get a, you know, heat up a hot vat of Cranch and put it right near the entrance to the hot soup bar, to the hot bar. And then you're getting everybody with the decoy.
Yes. Complimentary hot Cranch. Yes. Like, so they fill up on the Cranch.
Cranch right outside the hot bar.
Yeah, a trough. That's even better. A trough at Trader Joe's trough, Cranch trough. That's a great idea. Sell that to them.
What about you think a Cranch trough? What about like a fountain, like a chocolate fountain, but instead with Cranch, and then you can.
The Cranch fountain, that's going to be at my next party. Definitely. Yeah. Lots of vegetables that you dip into the Cranch fountain.
Oh, not marshmallows. You're not going to do marshmallows.
No. It's going to be somewhat healthy, but the Cranch fountain
with Cranch fountain.
Yeah.
Hot Cranch or cold Cranch for the fountain?
Dude, you want hot Cranch.
Cold running Cranch.
Oh, you want to do alternating?
I'll have a brook, a gently
bubbling brook
of cold Cranch, and then a steamy fountain of hot Cranch.
Like the hot pots.
Yeah, it's going to be majestic. Yeah, it bubbles up like those hot mud pots.
You could do
Cranch hot springs.
You could do Cranch ice cubes for the drinks.
Cranch cubes?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to mine here. I feel like we're getting a lot of good stuff.
We're just scratching the surface, too, is the thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We could come in and then completely run Whole Foods, really get profits up much higher.
Yeah, very easily.
Yeah. Okay. And then I guess segueing off of Whole Foods, are you familiar with when you have guests at your house, Tyson, do you bring out the charcuterie board?
For what now?
Now, okay, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this right, because I had to look this up before we did this story. I looked it up on
charcuterie.
I'm afraid
charcuterie. Yeah,
charcuterie.
I'm afraid to pronounce this as well.
It's charcuterie.
Yes. All right. Now this, I don't go to any fancy parties that have this kind of. And honestly, if I got invited to a fancy party that had this kind of thing, I probably wouldn't go.
No, you would.
Be extra miserable.
What if they just called it meat and cheese platter?
Yeah, then it's fine. A bit more the same. Yeah. Salami
Steven
and crunchy
Fishback
bread.
Hasn't had me over at his home yet, even though he's been in the same city as me for many months. not had me over there.
Have you had him over to yours?
He's welcome. He's welcome. He's welcome to visit.
This is his official invite.
Official invite. So there is a new Fisher Price charcuterie set.
Yeah, nice.
Am I saying it right still? Let me
see. Yes, you are. That's
charcuterie.
Right.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, charcuterie. That's right.
Charcuterie.
Come on,
Fisher
guys.
Price charcuterie.
I live 6 years in Europe. You think I don't know what a charcuterie board is? It's a French-derived word.
Do you have a charcuterie set?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth.
I don't have a kid's set, but I have an adult set. But yeah. I don't particularly enjoy most of the cheeses that are usually found on charcuterie boards.
Yeah, those cheeses are too strong.
So
I love the meats.
Yeah, I pick out the salamis and the crunchy cheese breads and the cheese sticks and the grapes and whatever other little fruits there are on there. Dried apricots sometimes are on there.
I found out my wife actually has one.
See?
Wow.
She has one. She has it, and I think she was hiding it from me. That she had it from, she had a mom's night in.
Mom's giving.
It was around that time of year, and she had a mom party. I was like, oh, what are you, such a poser. What is this?
Charcuterie.
Like
pretend like you're
you're
a podcaster.
Well,
maybe she's posing with you, and you're like, oh, you're always posing to be a podcaster's wife, but then you're going out charcutering every single chance you get.
The closest I get to charcuterie is when I buy the Slim Jim that comes with cheese too. And then you unwrap them simultaneously and bite them together. It's very exciting.
Did you swallow those whole because the grease just lubes your throat all the
way eventually
down?
You can't taste anything because you're so coated. But at first, those couple bites are real exciting. It's like an adventure in your mouth. And you
so
feel
gross.
Really sophisticated while you're eating them because you're like, this is French. This is so French.
Yeah,
that is true. Tyson, if you're considering a late holiday toy for Bergen and Marlo, the Fisher-Price charcuterie set is here with
$100.
It's actually not that expensive. The 15-piece pretend charcuterie set, including the napkins printed Let It Brie. And your grape.
Funny.
Yes.
Then you don't have to spend all that money sending your kid to finishing school.
It features the pretend charcuterie set. You can prepare salami, cheese, pull apart grapes and crackers. Comes with the kid-friendly knife to slice the soft salami and cheese. And two fabric napkins, two faux marble plates, and the wood-accented cutting board.
Yeah, 80% of the kids who buy these end up becoming serial killers.
Well, I don't think kids buy them.
Kids don't buy them.
Yeah.
80% of the kids who play with these as their primary toy of choice end up becoming serial killers.
This is their favorite toy.
Yeah. I think this is some ploy by the government to see so then they can start tracking serial killers at a really young age.
Yeah.
Does it come with that bow tie? That'd be cool if it came with the outfits too.
Should
French
yeah.
Beret, the bow tie, that hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that.
Or do the kids who would play with this board already dress like that?
They already are dressed like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some parents are calling it snooty.
I wouldn't disagree, but also kids like grown-up things. Like we have a cutting board with like vegetables that like Velcro, and then you chop the knife through the Velcro and the vegetable splits open.
You could say that a kid who knows how to use a napkin could also be snooty. I mean,
yeah,
or sliding scale.
Or silverware.
Yeah.
Or kids that don't draw on walls or break stuff.
Or wipe boogers on walls.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly affordable, the kids charcuterie set. Only $13.57 on Amazon. Whoa.
How many reviews?
A lot of 57 reviews, mostly positive.
Nice.
Mostly good. Positive.
The grapes tasted fake.
Yeah. yeah. This is somebody, although it has a 1-star review from a verified user who upset, who says, thought this was something totally different. The cheese and salami are plush. The grapes are completely plastic and unrealistic. It looks cheap and nothing like I expected it to.
Wow. Now that person sounds snooty.
Yeah, that's a snoot.
It's a toy. It's a $12 toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're getting a bunch of plastic. Any plush thing that you get outside of plastic, you're like, should be shocked at. Like anytime you're like, I'll spend $10 on that. And you're like, oh, there's a soft part to it.
I thought my kids were getting a hard plastic salami. What is this plush salami in the charcuterie set?
Not for me. Not for this family.
Another 1-star review was so excited for this, but very all caps disappointed. It looks like complete crap. I am returning mine. Sadly, all the ones I've seen from friends and online all look like my set, like someone drew marker all over it. It doesn't look marble like pictured in the advertisement photo.
They wanted real marble. They were going to redo their entire kitchen counter with these sets.
Those are going to be the sample marble that they used against everything.
How many of their friends have this also?
Dude, they all have. It's the hot toy. This was the Tickle Me Elmo of 2019.
This is the influencer toy 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson, I'm going to send one for the girls.
Oh, please do. Yes. Thank you.
I hope you don't mind plush salami.
No, I love plush salami. You know I love plush salami.
Yeah.
Just be careful not to have it out when your neighbors come by, or else they'll think you're snooty.
Yeah.
Make sure you hide it away.
No, I'm going to have it. I'm going to have a real charcuterie board, and then I'm going to have it at the kids' table, this fake one all laid out professionally as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to double down. You got to, show the kids
extra
how it's done.
Extra snoot.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to DBH coming up here in just a moment. But let me thank a sponsor for our episode of the podcast today. And it's a great sponsor here at the turn of the new year, as so many of us are trying to get in shape for the new year. And of course, I want to thank our sponsors, those are friends over at Noom, who have a free trial for our listeners today at noom.com/Rob. Getting in shape is not just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life or finally getting into those goal genes, which I know Danny has long tried to do, being more in tune with your body's needs or practicing more self-care. That's where Noom comes in. Noom is going to get you in touch with your own personalized coach. My coach's name is Emily, and I need to get back in touch with Emily to get back on track for the new year. And Noom is going to help you with all sorts of different things, like practicing better self-care, feeling confident in your clothing, and then also helping you with being able to make healthy choices and then improve your self-worth and be in a better mood and controlling stress and anxiety, which I need certainly. When you can go back out into the world and be able to make better choices, that's where Noom comes in. It's a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. It's based in psychology. Noom is going to teach you why you do the things you do and arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones using a cognitive behavioral approach. So chat with your goal specialists and Noom community to get and give help to people going through the same things. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/Rob. That's noom.com/Rob. What do you have to lose? Visit noom.com/Rob to start your trial today. That's noom.com/Rob, the last weight loss program you're going to need. And of course, let's go ahead and take it away with Danny's final bolt hole of the decade.
My bolt hole, I think you're gonna like it. I think you're you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Tyson, this is for you. This article I found. Since you've moved into a new home that has no blinds, so the neighbors get to see everything.
Yes.
As you go about your life, especially at night.
Yep.
That's the best time to be a peeping Tom. It's so easy to see through those.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
Right. So a survey came out, and this survey was done in England, but I think it would apply here as well. And it says that 75% of the people surveyed considered their neighbors mere acquaintances at best.
Yeah.
And yeah, you saw that. And 1 in 20 couldn't name a single person on their block. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, you know, as you grow into your new neighborhood, mm-hmm. I'm curious about your experience. Like, has anyone come over and said hi yet? Because that was on the survey as well.
Tyson is super social. I bet Tyson's already friends with his neighbors.
I've had both sides of neighbors, but the whole neighborhood is brand new houses. Mm-hmm. And so we're like one of the first houses in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But the one on either side of us is already built, and both of them have introduced themselves and said hi. I walked across the street and introduced myself to a couple people. And Mark lives across the street, and he has a 1.5-year-old daughter. The same.
There you go. Most people can't name a single neighbor.
Pierre and Gina live next door.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look at you throwing out names.
Yeah.
So I think you're bucking the trend, but it seems to be moving to a world where we don't seem to know our neighbors. And look at you.
I mean,
community together.
If it was like, if they were like, okay, there's two options. You can never, ever see any remnants of your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
or you have to meet them and be friendly with them, I would choose the first. Like, if I can never see anybody around my house ever, sure, I'll take that. But if I can't have that, then you may as well be friendly with them.
So four out of 10 say they thought about greeting their neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
But 24% say they don't want to come across as creepy, which, hi, I'm Tyson. I live across the street. And 22% say there just isn't enough local community spirit to motivate them to go and introduce themselves.
There isn't enough local community spirit.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means to people in England.
Yeah.
But when it comes to asking for help, 44% said they would go to their neighbor if they were locked out of their home. 29% said they would visit a neighbor to borrow a tool and then never return it, probably. And 22% would visit a nearby house if they needed help watering their plants.
Mm-hmm. I walked next door today to see if our neighbors had a coffee filter for me.
Oh wow. So look at you. You're bucking all the trends.
Proverbial, hey, neighbor.
Yeah.
Can I get a filter?
Yeah.
Just the thing one. Is... You have to assume if you lend something to a neighbor, if you want to keep up that community spirit, you should never expect to get it back.
Yeah.
Or they're going to break it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to keep community spirit is to manage your expectations.
That's right.
Wow.
So, I mean, I actually, this survey doesn't apply to me. I think I know almost all my neighbors.
Yes. Even the lawnmower lady who
I spend more time looking at her through the slats of my blinds than anyone ever. I mean, of course, I was under a rage haze mm-hmm. while doing so, but still, she still mows her lawn. She mowed her lawn last week. And by the way, it is snowing. There was snow on portions of her lawn.
She mowed the lawn.
This is the weird thing. She still waits until it's dark. I don't understand.
She doesn't want anybody to see her mowing her lawn.
Yeah, right? She has like a lawn mowing complex. I don't understand that. Why does she wait until it's dark? And it's funny because it annoys me just as much if she mows at 6:30 when it's dark than when she mows at 10:30 and it's dark. It's just that it's dark. I feel like the world should be winding down. And she's mowing her lawn when a third of it has snow on it.
Mm-hmm.
This makes me not want to get to know any neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it should do the reverse.
Yeah,
this woman to me sounds like a kindred spirit of yours, Danny. But she's so similar to you that you'll never get along.
No, I know the funny thing is I see her all the time and I could talk to her, but I don't want to talk to her. I can't explain it. Well, I don't want to talk to anyone generally, but I should talk to her.
Is that her appearance or just
no, what? No, she looks super friendly. She's always got a smile on her face. But maybe it's because, again, I don't want confrontation. Mm-hmm, you know, yeah. I don't want to be that guy in the movie theater yelling at the person with the phone.
You want to hear what else I did yesterday?
What?
Is this neighbor related
or movie kind related? Of.
I took Bergen to McDonald's because we've been really busy moving into the house and stuff. So I was like, let's go have a little daddy daughter time. Let's go to McDonald's where you love to go and play. And there was this boy who like would not leave Bergen alone. He kept like trying to stand next to her. And then he was trying to get like her fries and chicken nuggets out of her hands when she was like eating them. Uh-oh. And I was like, do you feel okay, Bergen? She's like, yeah. I was like, are you comfortable? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. But she was like pretty shy and like weirded out a little bit. And then the boy went to hug her and she moved towards me and I checked the kid.
That kid is a future soup bar hand dipper.
Well, the mom came up and was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, I understand they're just kids, but my daughter also needs to understand that if somebody tries to touch her when she doesn't want to be touched, her dad is going to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she's like, okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, kids will be kids. It's what your son did there does not bother me at all. But just know that if he's going to try and touch my daughter when she doesn't want to be touched, then I'm going to step in.
I would have thought that you would look scary enough, like just to scare a kid away. You know, like
I would have thought so too. The kid tried grabbing my hat.
Yeah,
man, kids like that are so weird.
Yeah.
They're like, you're like, yeah, that's not, I already have kids. I don't need another kid around me.
It's not that menacing to children. Cause I asked my kids,
it's crazy.
What do you guys want to do for this year? Do we want, like, if we could do anything this year, what do you want to do? And my son Dominic said, I want to visit Tyson.
Bring him out here, dude. We have a huge pool here.
But he said, I want to go to Utah and see Tyson.
Tell him to come to Arizona.
So Utah Tyson is better than Arizona Tyson.
Yeah. No, I have more stuff to do in Arizona. We'll have a better time.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring him to Arizona. We've got an extra guest bedroom that is only going to be utilized for curtains? Guests.
Are there windows?
There will be in less than a week.
I think I'd rather go to the room with no windows.
No, Rob, you don't.
This one, I can show you. I'm in the guest bedroom right now.
No, I sleep with a Survivor buff over my eyes anyway.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
One that you played a game in?
No. I just have a bunch of them around here.
So basically a sleep mask is required. That's basically, that's you sleeping
in a cave. Guess what, Rob?
Cave.
What's that?
Guess what, Rob?
What?
I have a buff.
Oh, you have buffs too? Okay, well, Tyson, I travel with them. I
have a buff from a show that has not yet aired.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Like you traveled into the future and got the buff?
Kind of,
2020?
Yep. Into 2020, bro. Wow. Just to see what it was like.
You're back from the future.
It's the same.
Yeah, time traveling Tyson is here.
Yeah, to tell you guys.
That would be way cool if we got a future Tyson. I mean, he'd have to murder present Tyson because the two can't exist on the same timeline.
You don't think so? Even if he was just visiting the timeline?
Oh, yeah, it would disrupt, it would fracture things, space-time continuum. So you would have to be murdered, make for a great episode. If you took your life and then... But then
if I took my younger self's life, wouldn't my older self also die?
I know, that's the conundrum. That's the problem. that's the price you pay for traveling back.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You only travel forward.
Yeah. That's why nobody ever comes back. I mean, we have invented time trial in the future or time travel in the future, but nobody comes back because you have to kill yourself and then you disappear. So you only go forward. And that's awful too, because then you go into a post-apocalyptic world. It's all Mad Maxed out and you instantly get murdered. So
you're thinking it's safer just to stay put?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Just in case you actually do have a time machine in your basement right now, don't use it.
For all of you people who for 2020 were thinking, man, I wish I could just go back in time or forward in time.
Don't do it.
It's more of a headache than it's worth.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you travel into the future and the time machine doesn't put you safely like into an open field, you could be put into like a brick wall or, it can really be messy. So just don't use your machine if you've built one.
Be careful, everybody. Is that going to be a CES also, Danny, the time machine?
See, that's That would be cool. That's what I want to see at CES.
Or a time machine. A star door.
Or like a dinosaur that's been brought back from extinction. Like, that's what I want. And instead you go and it's all teledildonics and ugly looking robots and stupid conveyor belt pizzas. And you're like, I saw this 5 years ago.
And you can't even get close to the teledildonics because you got to wait in line for four hours.
You
got to
wait in line. Yeah. And I mean, they're giving away the best awards. Last year there was a little bit of, what do you call it? People got mad when certain teledildonics didn't win awards when they felt like they should have. Mm-hmm, so this year they're guaranteed to give awards out to that industry.
The teledildonics is going to dominate this year's CES awards.
Which it's no surprise that the perverted areas of technology seem to do so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's crazy. It's when I went, there was a line. There was only lines for like the hottest items. And one of them was VR pornography. And the line was so long. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, what's going on here? And they're like, virtual reality pornography. And I was like, that's cool that none of these people have any shame at all. They're just like, waiting in line for it.
It only proves that we can continue
technology
to advance technologically.
Yeah.
But we really are just the same humans with fancier toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's true.
There you go.
Tyson, what will you do for New Year's Eve?
Our neighbors invited us to
look at this, Danny.
Dang.
To go watch fireworks at their cul-de-sac.
That's cool.
But to be honest, this is a high school friend neighbor. It's Sean. Sean lives like a block away, dude.
So I have a bunch of fireworks I want to set off.
That you already had a friend that's in high school.
No, that would be weird.
That would be weird.
I've befriended some high school kids.
Some local high school kids.
No, no, that's what it sounded like you were saying. That's what Rob was saying. Is like it sounded like you were like telling us.
Yeah, it did kind of sound
I've
like
got
that.
A
yeah,
high school right. friend.
He's gonna shoot some fireworks.
A friend
tonight.
From high school.
Yeah, got it.
That lives down here
makes
too.
Makes sense now.
So when you move down here, Rob, we already have a network of people you can fully integrate yourself into.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. If I need a coffee filter or anything.
Huh? Yeah. Anything.
So I'm going to set off fireworks. I know no one asked, but I'm just going to tell you. But here's the deal. Yeah. My kid has a whole package of fireworks and they'll all be awake because my kids get to bed at like
11. Is fireworks on New Year's Eve a big thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. But here's the problem. Like lighting fireworks one at a time. I was wondering, could I just put all the fireworks into a metal bin and then pour a little gasoline in there and just get them all done with all at once?
No, it won't work properly. They'll just start on fire. But you could go line them up in a row and just go and hit all of their things.
See, I thought about that, right? But isn't that, what if some of the fountains start shooting while I'm still trying to light? The fuses are very short.
Spread them out far enough that you're okay.
I read the news. I don't want to become part of the news. Like
do a big, are you doing it in front of your house?
Yeah.
Do a big U shape in the road that's spread out far enough. So you start.
What if Tyson?
One, like they're what like if 10 feet apart each.
What if I did like a movie gasoline line, you know, like a little stream of gasoline that goes up to the fuses? That'd probably work.
It could, but I think that the amount of skill that would involve to get it correct would not be patient enough to do it.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll try that out. I'm going to line them all up, every single one. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to get one of those nice lighters, you know, the ones with the extension.
Yep.
And I'm just going to try and hit them. And maybe I'll cover myself in Vaseline so I don't catch fire.
Just don't wear nylon.
Okay, and we'll wear nylon. I'll be naked, covered in Vaseline.
Yeah.
And I'll light every single one and just get it over with and then tell my kids to go to bed.
Yeah.
This is the final shot in the $71 million Danny Bryson movie project.
With my CGI mustache beard combo and my giant pecs.
Pecs.
Covered in Vaseline.
Huge pecs.
All right.
Yeah.
And on that image, let's sign off for 2019.
Don't we want to get a listener to actually do a picture of Danny with a huge mustache and giant pecs and a beard so that we can see that?
What is that, concept art?
Yeah.
Beautiful concept art. Do we have any 2019 reviews? Last reviews to read as we close out the year?
I don't know if my internet's fast enough to open podcasts while I'm talking to you guys.
Your internet's only fast to upload podcasts.
Yeah, that's the thing, but not to download them.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, if you haven't checked out our Best of 2019 special, that's up on robhezawebsite.com. We'll be back with more News AF to cover the first week in January 2020 in but 1 week's time. Of course, hopefully Danny will be safe and not burned at all from the fireworks.
Hopefully.
In 1 week's time. So check that out. Also, check out our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/groupaf to join over 3,000 people.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Tyson's internet does slow down when he has to look at reviews. So weird.
Danny.
Yes. Is he being murdered by his future self?
See, my internet's too slow while I'm opening podcasts. All right,
don't do it, Tyson.
I got somebody here at the house to check my electricity. So, all right, so let's wrap this up. Thank you guys again. What is a great year here on News AF.
We did it, guys.